3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. Right now, I'm going to read this post. It is on the relationship advice subreddit. It's called Boyfriend Rates Me Objectively Low in Appearance, Having Trouble Dealing with It. So let me read this post right now. How am I supposed to feel if someone I am supposedly in love with rates me a 6.5? How do I just deal with the fact that the one person I essentially care about impressing finds me average? And how do I deal with the fact that he was comfortable enough expressing it? I'm so lost and so hurt that they even had the courage to say it. For context, I did ask to be rated, but in my opinion, that was not an opportunity to be brutal. And for the record, I don't find 6.5 to be a very nice score or a score that's pleasant to receive from a significant other. Furthermore, the fact that they think that makes me question the dynamic of a relationship. I don't want to be with someone who finds me unattractive, and I'm so disappointed that they find me unattractive. What do I do? So that is the post. Overall, I'm sure that you are a beautiful person, and I'm sure that you will be with someone who tells you that you are beautiful. You should not associate yourself with people who will say that you're ugly or they actually want you to feel grossed out by your physical appearance and your physical presence. I feel that it will make you very insecure. Overall, I don't want you to be in a situation where people are defending how your boyfriend treats you because he feels that you are not good enough. It will not be good to ask for answers if you know what the answer will be. In my eyes, you are good enough. You should not be rated in order to be a secure person. You should know that should not happen at all. I don't want you to do anything dangerous by changing your looks because someone found you unattractive, you were offended what someone said to you. There is a reason why people say you are born naturally beautiful. You should not change the way you are. Don't change what you're born with. I learned that cosmetic surgery is a choice, and I'm not telling you to have cosmetic surgery. I don't know you, and I have not seen your physical appearance at all, so I can't judge you. Granted, cosmetic surgery is very expensive. It is not covered by health insurance companies. We hear several stories about how people changed their looks and they did not come back alive. This is very serious. I would hate for you to be in the news because you're having illegal cosmetic procedures and you did not come back alive. I hear a lot of stories about it and the end result is never good. That is what I worry about when people end up with these cosmetic procedures that are not safe, they are not legal. Overall, I find rating someone on a scale number very, very disrespectful and very insulting in my eyes. I know that I would not do this to people, and I know how wrong this is. This is similar with my grade school experience and why I disliked my grade school experience. It was definitely in 7th grade. The reason why I did not like my 7th grade experience was that it was very insulting, and it's always insulting. I had people that I thought were friends. They did this to me in a way that I was not good enough. They made me feel very insecure. They thought that it was cool to rate people on a scale number.
I had to cut these people out of my life after graduating from 8th grade because these people took no personal responsibilities for their own actions. They did not think about the harm it will cause to other people. They did not think about what they did will affect other people. They did not think that rating people on a scale number will jeopardize friendships. Unfortunately, it's their fault that they lost me as a friend. In the Reddit comments section, I don't like that people are defending it and saying that it's okay to rate people on a number scale. There's nothing acceptable to rate people on a scale number. I feel that if people do this in their own relationship, chances are people are going to break up. You will lose someone for good. You will regret rating someone on a scale number just because it's wrong. I find it very disrespectful because that raises red flags. People are going to be insecure in a relationship. If someone did this to me, not only I would be insecure, but I have no problem breaking up at all. I wouldn't look back after a breakup. In my personal opinion, this was not frowned upon back then. Right now, this is frowned upon now because it may have been the cause of breakups. This is actually frowned upon because they are at fault for losing their friends and rating their friends on a number scale. This should not be an unpopular opinion at all. In my opinion, you should break up with that person. I hate to break it to you. You should not accept that your boyfriend is rating you so you can last long in a relationship. You should not be rated in order to be happy in a relationship. If someone actually loves you and genuinely wants to be with you, then that person would not rate you. I feel that your boyfriend has done this before and this is not okay. I feel that this is not the first time your boyfriend has done this. This is not a happy relationship. It's best to break up with that person because his way of rating you are, I don't find us compatible with each other at all. I'm embarrassed by your physical appearance. That's what it sounds like to me. He does not seem to be an honest person because he's with you for the wrong reasons. If he continues to rate you, then you will realize that you can't change him at all. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.